This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart.
It's based on a campaign called Kiss Not Kill. Basically, you want to people to express the earnest gesture to someone that you feel intimate for. So it should be an expression of intimacy in responding to those nonsense, like those incidents that have happened in Malaysia right now.
Leave me one thing before we part.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Coming up this Saturday is the opening of an art exhibition scintillatingly titled KISS, K-I-S-S, or 1-2-5-5. An organization behind this is People Ideas Culture that is founded by Kenneth Wong. He's here with two of the artists exhibiting in this show, and they are Lena Lim and Mathan Ramesh. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi,
Suning.
Hi, Suning.
Very quickly, how many works will be displayed and in what medium?
There are in total 18 artworks, come from 6 artists. It covers from oil and canvas, acrylic, and ready-made objects installation as well.
There are installations.
Yes.
Who are the ones responsible for installations?
Lim Li Wei. He's a young artist. They returned from UK.
Now, you too have works. What are yours, Lina?
Mine would be acrylic and mixed media on canvas.
How many works?
3++.
3++.
Yeah, because I'll be also doing a live dance art painting.
Ooh. At the backland of the geographic camp.
Yes, Jalan Belakang.
During the opening.
What does that mean? I'm not quite sure. You're a performance artist.
Of sorts.
So you are going to be dancing and painting, or that the paintings are already done and will be hanging on the walls, and the dance is complementary in both sense of the word?
I'll be painting and dancing at the same time.
So there'll be a creation of a new work.
Yes.
During the opening. Interesting.
Impromptu. As in, I wouldn't know what's the music, and I'll be co-creating with the audience. I'll be harnessing the energy of
the audience.
The
audience will
pick
a song, yes, for her to perform.
Fascinating, fascinating.
Thank you.
Okay, Mathan, what's yours?
Mine will be, I've got 3 different paintings. They are a mix of acrylic and watercolour-based paintings. Yeah, and all on canvas mediums.
Now, this exhibition, are the works for sale?
They're for sale.
For the two of you who painters and Lina, the performance artist, what medium do you normally work in?
I like to use acrylic mostly, and I do experiment with different elements that I find at home and around, like leftover incense
sticks. Found objects.
Found objects and, yeah, things in nature, like sticks and stones and sand and stuff.
Mathan?
Like Lina, I do experiment with certain things, but mainly they are acrylic-based. But I find it quite interesting because art is a forum of which we can experiment to create new objects and to showcase our abilities. So I'm trying to work with something with eggshells, something I saw during an art exhibition in Vietnam. So I thought maybe I could adopt that as well.
Is that eggshell medium used in your works for this exhibition?
I'm attempting to incorporate that into the painting. It's a bit intricate, but if it's going to be successful, I guess I'd have to work it out.
Lina, you come to art accidentally. Based on your CV, you are somebody from the corporate world.
I've always loved art as a child, and I used to want to be an artist amongst other things. So it was always a natural thing for me to express myself using colour pencils and paints and stuff. And it's only recently that as an adult I have greater freedom to do what I please, and that involved a lot of art as well.
Does that mean at this point this is your full-time vocation?
No, it's not my full-time vocation. I am also exploring building a coaching practice because I recently got my certification from the US for life coaching.
Mathan, your training is in the legal profession.
Yes. Yep.
Are you still a practicing lawyer?
I was practicing as a lawyer for a couple of months. Then I decided to take a break, a short break, to pursue my interest in art.
Kenneth, tell us about the genesis of this exhibition. How did this come about?
Actually, it all started when I visited Berlin in August. And then there's this neighborhood exhibition in Artemis Museum in Charlottenburg. So the theme is called Kiss, and I thought that it's very intriguing because simple term in the context of modern art. So the first piece that exhibited actually is about a couple who kiss for 11 seconds in the black and white cinema projection screen. So it's set throughout from Rodin to Bob Dylan to a private collection whereby there's intercourse in the private room and all that. And also there's one particular piece is about a performance artist who kiss all over the place inside a room with a lipstick. And also another piece from Russia as well, two men kissing each other in the forest during the winter time.
Why should that make you want to have an exhibition on the kiss in Malaysia? How would this be relevant to the Malaysian audience?
It's just that when I returned from Germany in September, there's a time that you see a lot of recurrence of the sexual grooming, sexual harassment, rapes incidents appear in the news here and there by the school teacher or by the relative and so forth. And then at the starting of the year, there's a report from Reg as well about the sexual grooming of youth through the apps and etc. So I think it's quite timely to respond it by shifting from something abuse and the violence towards something more positive. We talk about more intimacy and all that. And we should be more comfortable to talk about sex education and so forth.
For this exhibition, since it came from you because you saw an exhibition yourself, and that when you returned to Malaysia after the holidays and seeing very much what's happening over here, what kind of exhibition were you anticipating?
At first, I just promised to think about how kiss would have a different intensity and meaning to different races in Malaysia here. Like, we hardly see two Bollywood stars kissing each other, right? Probably that's the interpretation for Indian. But how about Chinese, Malay, and etc.? So that's why when I have an open call for kiss exhibition, actually the poster itself, it comes with the different languages of kiss. And then from there, I want to respond on the sexual grooming, sexual harassment, and the rapes incidents.
What was the brief to the artist?
It's based on a campaign called Kiss Not Kill. Basically, you want to people to express the earnest gesture to someone that you feel intimate for, rather than violent or abused. So it should be an expression of intimacy in responding to those nonsense, like those incidents that happened in Malaysia right now.
In the context of intimacy, we are a culture that is at least not physically affectionate in public. Would an exhibition like this then call unnecessary attention to itself?
I think we put ourselves in a constraint that we shouldn't. But if intimacy is something affectionate, something positive, then why not? Why this kind of a bouncing ball effect from this reps harassment incidents? Because people are not supposed to talk about it or taboo to talk about it. Then the more that you suppress, the more this kind of a nonsense will happen.
I'm speaking with Kenneth Wong, curator, and two artists, Lina Lim, no relation of mine, and Mithun Ramesh. They're all part of a group of art exhibition titled Kiss, which will open this Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Geographers Cafe Kuala Lumpur on Jalan Tun HS Lee. Coming up, the process of creation, what lies behind the exhibited works of our artists. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's young.
Yeah, what I want people to get from my art is to question and to understand themselves better, and also to understand the feminine and the masculine energies that are involved in the whole mix of things.
Good afternoon. You're tuned to Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Kenneth Wong, Lina Lim, and Nathan Ramesh. The event that has prompted this interview is an art exhibition titled Kiss, Osculation, Peck, Smooch, Smack, Bus. By the way, Ain Sakri Lovers, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, considered the oldest known depiction of this coupling of the lips, was found near Bethlehem. This sculpture is now the collection of the British Museum. So this kiss in art, or kiss depicted, is quite an old subject for art. Why do you think this makes an interesting subject, Nathan?
Kiss is an important subject. As you have mentioned earlier, it has its roots back to many thousands of years ago. And I think it's partly owing to the reason that it's inherently human to have sexual desires. And as such, artists have taken it upon themselves to use art as a form of medium to communicate these sexual desires, which perhaps is not being talked about openly in the public. Reaching out to the people through this art form encourages in an open mind, perhaps to engage in thoughts with regards to sexual awareness, which then translates into, hopefully, a healthy sexual awareness to understand their sexual orientation and the problems that may arise out of that. And with that in mind, hopefully, problems with regards to sexual abuse may be reduced.
Well, for me, it's a very personal thing because I come from a background where I have had experiences with sexual assault, rape, sexual grooming, and... Yeah, and the thing is, I thought I was a pretty intelligent kid growing up. I thought it was, you know, a good upbringing, and still I was still susceptible to all of these things. And I have healed. I've gone through many different personal development courses, spiritual courses, a lot of inner work being done to get past all of this. And for me, it's a personal stand to create art and to share. And it's a message of... awareness and of also hope, and also breaking through any difficulties or struggles that surround this.
So your art, at least in this exhibition, is autobiographical?
To a certain extent, yes. It is also about having transcended all that and also questioning the thoughts and emotions that surround all of these matters, and also... basically questioning belief systems in general, because I feel that a lot of these sexual crimes stem from a lot of suppression, a lot of very restrictive thoughts, and, you know, labelling good, bad, right, wrong. And this taboo nonsense, you know, is what gives rise to a lot of... I don't know how you call it, but it's just so much.
Seems to me the metaphor you're looking for is like you have a bucket of water and you have this pressure pushing down on the surface of the water and it has to go somewhere.
Yes. You know, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Yes, exactly. So
is this art then as a way of educating?
Yeah, it's in a way of getting people to go deeper, inquire about what they think and believe in terms of sex and sexuality also, and to see whether what they believe and think is serving them and their children, because it affects kids nowadays. When I saw the Predator in a Phone campaign by Rage, I got pretty sick because I had a similar experience in the past, but I didn't know it was so rampant, you know, and with technology being the fuel to just drive more and more of these things, it really made me sick in the gut. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe I should do something, but what can I do? Do I just sit and watch and just think that, okay, people will figure things out on their own, like how I have figured things out on my own, but then I'm not doing anything to serve people who are around who may need some form of support, because I felt very alone in my own experiences, and I did manage to find a way to get out of those experiences through a lot of different trainings and work.
How would you describe the works that you have created for this exhibition?
It's abstract. It's intuitive art. It's art that revolves around what is the end goal of sex, and why do people have so much just tied to the release that or climax that comes with sex, you know, and why do people just think that's the be all and end all of sex? Is it an act of what is sex? I mean, is it something to procreate to, or is it some form of pleasure or some form of escape, or you know, and why does it have to ultimately end with sexual release or orgasm or whatever? What I want people to get from my art is to question and to understand themselves better, and also to understand the feminine and the masculine energies that are involved in the whole mix of things.
Maybe I'm more literal-minded because the title of the exhibition is Kiss,
mm-hmm.
but you seem to have taken it beyond that moment when a pair of lips or how many pairs of lips come together to something much more.
Yes. Because it's not just that simple one act of a kiss. You know, that's what we're talking about. It's about what goes on after that, what goes on behind it, what's the underlying thing, and, you know, what else is there apart from the kiss? What's the kiss about in the first place? So that's what I want to go into. And
all your works are abstract?
I have a few that are not so abstract.
When a work is abstract, how does the audience then, how does the spectator who's looking at the work get access to what it is you are trying to get at?
Well, having the theme helps and a short description, but ultimately I want them to go within themselves and see what it is that it conveys to them. Because my art is not about me per se, it's also about the viewers and what they get out of it. And we don't have to be necessarily aligned in terms of the message, but the goal of my art is just to get them to feel and think and just go within and see.
When you say your work is abstract and that the person looking at it will have to enter that world, describe for me this abstract work. Is it just splashes of paint, or do you have some representational aspects that we can relate to in the world?
For viewers, I would invite them to, first and foremost, have an overall glance at the piece and what does it evoke straight away from just that first glance. And then coming closer towards the piece, looking at the texture, looking at the forms, to get the shapes, to get the colours and what it means to them. And in terms of movements, because a lot of my art has a lot of movement. So it's about where do they think the energy is going in terms of strokes and you know, the splashes and splotches and forms. What does it look like to them? Does it look like a, maybe for example, does this section look like a pair of lips? Does it look like a whole bunch of lips? Does it look like some other type of lips? And whether it looks like a release, does the white represent something, you know, in terms of release? Does the red represent blood, maybe, or pain or anguish or passion or something? You know, it's open to so many interpretations. So it's a very personal experience for each viewer, and it would also differ at each stage of their life, because they may be at a stage of life where they're feeling a certain emotion, having gone through certain situations, and it would evolve over time. So they'll be getting different experiences with each experience of my art, with each view.
I want to come back to you after Nathan has answered the similar question with regard to what you'll be doing during the opening. Nathan, describe your works for us.
So mine is a combination of abstract and surrealist art form. So to a certain extent, the characters in my paintings, they retain their physical form, but I've used the abstract part of it to extrapolate the physical figures to sort of communicate the feelings, which is outpouring, which is bursting out of the physical appearance. And and if you looked at my painting, you will also notice that characters are also interacting with their background, with the object. Well, one of the painting will have a window, which sort of offers a perspective. And then you'll see that she's sort of... The lady in the picture, she's being shackled or being bound by that perspective while harboring an affair with another, with her partner. So I've gained my surrealist inspiration from Salvador Dali. So and I like how he masterfully manipulates objects to communicate a great idea, like his painting on the perspective of a memory of time, if I'm not mistaken.
With melting clocks.
Yes, with melting clocks, exactly. Yeah, that's the one. So I liked how he melted the clock, and that is to communicate Einstein's theory of relativity. So not to say that I can masterfully replicate such an effect, but I guess surrealist teams are good in communicating subtle issues, especially in this, in our case where these issues may be sensitive given our cultural and religious heritage.
Going back to you, Lena, you will be doing something live during the opening, which is happening this Saturday. Walk us through what you'll be doing. What's the process?
Okay, there will be a big piece of canvas on the floor with 57 by 111 inches, a basic background color so far. And I haven't figured out what background color I want yet. Maybe black. And I will have different containers of paint around. I will also have props. Yes, props you'll see on the day itself. And music will be determined by vote. There will be three songs that will be collected by Kenneth.
At this stage, you don't know what the songs are yet.
I don't know what the songs are yet. And according to what gets voted the most, that will be the song I dance to. And it will be very much in the moment, because movement will be derived from the energy of the people around and also the music and maybe what I want to convey then.
And you'll have a brush in your hand or a brush in your mouth.
I don't know whether I'll be using a brush yet. Could be anything. I could be using a broom or, you know.
Kenneth, I understand there also will be a talk on Saturday, January 20th.
Yes, correct. One of the speakers is from the NGO called Pink Shoe. So they are the one who outreach to the Aboriginal community in Perak about their sex education. While other speakers are unconfirmed.
The exhibition KISS opens Saturday, January 13th at 3 p.m. at Geographers Cafe Kuala Lumpur on Jalan Tun HS Lee. As you have heard, Lena Lim will be performing and painting at the same time. And the exhibition will run till Thursday, January 25th. And on Saturday, January 20th at 2:30, there will be a talk, as Kenneth has mentioned. Admission to the exhibition and therefore to the cafe will be during, I suppose, cafe operating hours, which starts at 11 a.m. and I assume will run till when the last cup of beverage is emptied.
I guess so, yeah.
Midnight? Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for hosting.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
One last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one last kiss. Oh, one more time. Oh, baby, one more time. You make me feel so blind. Oh, baby, it's so blind. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one last kiss.
Give me one last kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one
last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one last kiss.
Give me one last kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so. But if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one last kiss. Me one last kiss.
One last kiss.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.